T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Anytime you hear Rock Brigade, you know we're not ready for the show. And sometimes it's because we're jacking around or because we're not paying attention. But today it's because we have our very own DGS controversy going on. I'm just going to call it Boogergate.
Can someone tell me what happened?
Calling the CDC.
Yeah. Yeah, this is about as real as it gets. So, this is the studio where we all do our show, and where I'm standing is where Mark stands and Annie, and during the day, I'm in a studio right across from there, Studio G, and my hobby is watching them do the Annie Fry show, because I'm in there for an hour recording stuff, and I'll take a little break, and I'll look in here, and, you know, and I'm looking in here, oh, man.
Just get through.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to be strong.
Listen.
I'm looking in here. No.
It's not nearly as bad for you as it is for me. So
Wiggins, who we ironically called Booger, was sitting in his Wiggins chair, the same as Tony, goes knuckle deep into his nose, pulls it out, surveys what he has, and then puts it underneath the console.
Didn't you say he...
This is
he,
like, the...
It took him several tries.
This is
there was some dragging across the console.
Yeah.
This is the keyboard, the microphone.
Sue Thomas is on the ground, by the way.
The keyboard, the microphone, and the desk, essentially, the piece of the console that I use for everything.
And you're the biggest germaphobe I know.
And I'm the biggest for sure in the bi-state area. And yeah, and I am in close proximity. I'm for sure making physical contact.
For sure.
When, just by typing, just
we're all breathing
right there.
Yeah.
Every tweet I send today,
it's got
every time I like one of your tweets or reply,
just know there's booger on it.
That I'm touching boogers to make that happen. Come on, man. Come on.
You're We're better upset. Than that Spanish.
I assume we've disinfected this entire area.
Well, I didn't want to disinfect
it. We didn't want to
yet,
disrupt any evidence.
I didn't want to destroy the crime scene because we have photographic proof. And it's bad. And it is.
It is bad.
It's damning.
It's
damning evidence.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
We have CF under the console.
Smash the F.
Yeah.
No, the CF into him.
No, that's not what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's kind of like when you see a spider.
Check the tape.
And you kill the spider, but you're not sure that the spider doesn't have brothers hanging around. So then if you feel a tingling on your skin, you just think it's a spider crawling on you. Every time I touch something new, I feel like there's
boogers on
you? I feel like there's a booger on me.
Yeah.
It's not a fun feeling.
I think we're going to feel like this for a while.
It's hard for me to feel sorry for you guys.
That's true. Yeah. You are in the danger zone.
Yeah, like when you're over there like, oh, it's hard for me to be over here and do my job. You're not.
No.
You're not
so
waiting.
So we invite him in to
you're
defend
not,
himself?
I think Andrew went to go get him.
Dave, I have a question. From your observation.
Sue is wiping down her area as she speaks, by the way.
Well, I brought those in.
Thank
I brought the
that,
disinfectant
Tony.
Wipes in.
We got
from
spray.
Your observation, was anyone else in the room with him aware?
They were on the air.
Uh-huh.
I think they were playing the hearings, but the ladies were talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't appear to care. It wasn't like he was looking around and being stealthy.
I see.
Here he is.
You know how in the Trump hearings, they're saying, like, did you take any notes? Was there anything contemporaneous?
You.
Here is exactly the text I sent to one Rachel Zimmerman as seconds after it happened. Ryan just straight up picked his nose and put the booger under the console.
Come on, man!
No, that didn't happen.
Ryan is here. Dave has stopped by my office twice ever. And today he did so.
No, that not only did that not happen, that would never happen.
I have a warning for you. I just witnessed.
What could I have possibly mistaken?
I'm sure you probably saw me picking my nose, because I'll do that. But there's no way I'd wipe it under the console.
He has too much dignity to wipe it.
Yeah, that's gross.
You want to go look under this console right now?
Yes, I do.
Take a look.
Let's see.
I'm so nervous.
How do you explain that, sir?
Oh, come on. Somebody just wiped like a big smear of barbecue sauce under there.
If you want to eat it.
Dude, what's wrong with your booger?
Feel free.
No, wait.
How did you even get that out of your nose?
That's wider than a finger. There's no way.
That's because you've been depositing all of them in the same spot over time.
I think when so you admit to picking your nose.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In the winter, okay. It's dry.
So you picked your nose, and then your finger that came out of your nose, your right hand, went directly under the console.
Well, if it did, then it was just because I'm sitting in a chair and I'm grabbing the table that I'm sitting under, but there's no way.
So are you saying you wiped it on your pants?
I don't know that I had anything on my finger.
Okay, but you don't know for sure. So
I'm pretty sure.
So what you do admit to is that you picked your nose and immediately touched the under console.
No, I don't admit to that. I admit to the fact that I probably could have picked my nose. But there's no way I ever would wipe it.
You picked your nose.
No, we're in a public space. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you picked your nose.
Oh, yeah,
I saw it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then your hand
did
go under the console.
You sit here like all day and just get to view me and wait for me to mess up. So... Sure.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Is it possible that I would have done something that was...
You meant pick your nose and then put it on a workspace.
No, I just keep telling you that I didn't do that. But if you're gonna sit in that room for an hour a day,
dude,
and watch me, which I know you do.
It was like seeing Kennedy get shot.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm Zapruder.
Right. You're innocent in this.
This is like a Bigfoot sighting. I'm just minding my own business.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like, okay, it's happening. It's happening. Oh my God. It's under the console. Oh, hell.
No.
Show them the miming action that you did in the office.
Here's exactly what it looked
like. Because this is what he's claiming that you did.
He was sitting because he can't stand very well. And
yeah, also another thing that I'm just really bad at,
The ladies were talking, and then he just very casually, I'll give it to him, does this.
Goes digging.
Looks at it briefly.
The specimen is on the finger.
And then goes under, not just once, but like three times.
Oh, no way.
It happened.
No way.
Wiggling it off.
And based on the evidence that you're giving me now, which is me looking under that console, and there's just a smear of ketchup or something under there. Like, that's what you're basing this on? Please video me next time.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
It's the same. It literally... Like, the Bigfoot things I listen to, and they're like, why didn't you pull your camera out? And he's like, I have no idea. I was mesmerized. I didn't remember my name.
Yeah.
All I knew is that I lived in Boogerland.
Oh, I'm
Tony
glad.
Does Katie and
thank you, sir.
Annie know about this?
Here, I'm going
to... I don't know. We should ask them.
I'm going to clean the area now.
I'm going to help you.
I got it.
All right.
I got it.
I'm glad I could provide such entertainment for you, though, as you're doing your show. As I'm doing my show.
If it didn't go there, where would it have gone, you think?
I don't know that there was anything on my finger.
It's a great question.
I just got a text from Annie Fry.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She said, we Facebook Live. Go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page.
There it is.
And
okay.
Check
is.
The tape.
What time
She's
was it?
All right, let's look.
So right.
That where
is
did,
so
when did he,
great.
He sent me the text at...
She's so right.
I'm confident enough in this fact that to say go right ahead.
104.
So that would be
right.
Approximately...
Go to the
I'm
tape.
Pulling it up.
That'd be approximately 65 minutes into
so
the
So is Ryan
Live.
On...
Yeah, yeah, we all three are.
Oh, this is the best.
Yeah.
All right. So talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna find the evidence.
This might take a minute, but yeah.
Hello,
go,
Annie.
Go approximately 65 minutes in.
What's that?
I said, hello, Annie.
Hi. Can I weigh in on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It better
okay,
be in my
so
favor.
We're on the air right now, right?
Yeah, yes. You are on the air.
What?
Yes.
All right. Good to know. I have never seen him pick his nose before, but I can totally imagine what that would look like.
See?
I did not know that he did that, but we do Facebook Live every day. Yes. So if you go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, one of you is right and one of you is wrong.
Yes.
Someone can go figure out what the time is when you send the text.
We're doing it.
Check out the Facebook
page.
We're on
it.
And
do you know?
I'd love you know.
So do you know about what time you started the Facebook? Did you start right at showtime or a few minutes before?
Yeah.
Like
we,
no, this, okay.
We Facebook Live the whole show, so you're gonna have to.
Do you have it?
Narrow it down, or
because this happened at approximately 1:04 this afternoon, yeah. So that'll be about 64 minutes into the Facebook Live.
So I am in range right now. They actually have a shot of the big clock in the background behind Katie.
Oh, perfect!
I have it at 102:30.
102:03.
So we're watching. It's running. They're just being still.
Great.
So
this
just keep
great.
Your eyes on Ryan up in the top left here.
I guarantee what you're gonna find. Is something that's going to be me probably like reaching up toward my nose, and you're going to go, oh, there it is.
This is an honest to
there
God.
There it is.
This
everything is that we just said
I'm
was true.
I'm submitting this for the breaking news NBA at the end
look,
of the world.
If I'm wrong, I will admit it and apologize.
No, you will not.
Oh, I absolutely
oh,
look,
will.
There's evidence.
No, you're gonna
look
find
at that, man.
Anything
look at that.
Remotely. That's crazy.
What do you think that is?
Okay, we're at 103:06.
I honestly don't know.
Annie's
that looks
laughing.
Terrible.
The girl.
That's Denise Schaefer's.
The girls are having a good time.
Oh, did you hear that?
I did.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Yeah.
He just blamed the
typical.
What
yeah,
is
between
under
you
the
and
council on Denise.
Between you and the beautiful Denise Schaefer, she's the one who's
yeah,
picking her nose.
Which one would you expect to be less likely?
I sit behind Denise and watch her in the morning. She has not done that.
I like Ryan Stott.
Okay, it's 103:30 here, so it should be really close.
I feel like I see you in the other studio.
You can probably see you guys watching me.
This is the biggest scandal of the day. I mean, even if you watch the impeachment hearings, this is... I'm serious. Infinitely more interesting
Amen.
Than impeachment.
I'm so glad you guys.
This is
had,
just gonna.
I'm
I
so
can tell
glad
you what
you reminded us about
the Facebook Live video
live
is just gonna be the same Rorschach test as the impeachment inquiry. People are gonna see what they want to see.
But you already admitted to doing it. It's just a matter of where it went.
Did you hear Annie? Did you hear him say that? Oh yeah, I'm sure I did pick my nose. Like he just admitted.
Yeah, totally.
Sure.
Here he is.
There he goes.
Did it happen? I need to know.
I can't see it. They're looking at a computer I can't see.
Ryan, you're
Go
definitely
around.
Rolling it, man.
Go around
you're rolling it,
it
in
Go
your
around.
Fingers.
Oh, Go around
no
and look.
Can you back it up again?
I'm backing it up.
Go around and look.
Can you slow-mo it?
All right.
Sue. Here
it is. See for yourself.
Sue, you're sick.
I can't watch.
Well, somebody's got to keep their
it's
headphones
okay.
on and keep talking.
It's going to be another like 20 seconds. You can't like precisely. All right, so winding up.
So far, here's what we're seeing.
Here it comes.
He's standing there with both hands on the console. Yeah. I see Dave moving in the background.
Here it goes.
And we're waiting for it to happen.
Here it goes.
There it is.
Pick.
I can't
console.
Say.
Brian.
Dude, he's rolling it around at least.
You're doing this.
There was substance. Oh, look at him.
Look back at me.
I don't know.
I can't imagine why you said
live.
You did spend
what you could not see from that angle, which I did.
Yeah.
Was his multiple attempts to get something off his
you
finger?
Are no. rubbing,
there's,
you are
there's
rubbing
just
the
no
console.
Way. There was no way I
do
would
you
do
admit,
that to you, Tony.
Do you admit
nose very long.
Exactly.
After just reviewing the tape, that your finger went in your nose and then your hand went down to the console.
Listen, Attorney Dave, I'm not going to admit anything to you. I'm going to tell you that is beyond what I would do to my friend Tony Colombo.
Do you guys agree that's what was on the tape?
I would just encourage everyone, go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page.
Yeah.
Today's Facebook Live, 1 hour and 53 minutes in.
And make your
start watching
and let us
then.
Know what you see.
Watch the lineup.
Why don't you share the video to your Facebook page and then the comments there?
Can we clip it?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. No, but we can tell them exactly where to go.
Okay.
We can timestamp it for them.
You have to watch the whole 3-hour show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. And if you want to see it twice, you got to watch the whole 3-hour show twice.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I missed it. You got to start over.
You went to the nose and then you went underneath the console. I don't know that I saw
But you know
pick.
What? Here's the thing.
I'm not
sitting,
sure I saw a pick.
You don't sit down a lot. You stand.
I never do.
I sit down about half the time. So I was sitting in a chair at that time, so I can guarantee you what I did was I reached under the console to pull myself closer to the table. Because I do that a lot.
But you don't. In the video, you don't move. It's one hand, nose, console. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I don't know. I mean, you can see where it goes, and Tony's looking under there right now, and he didn't find anything other than apparently a smear of barbecue sauce.
Oh, he's just cleaning now. Please don't bother him.
No, thanks to you, Tony now has cystic fibrosis.
I'm disinfecting.
Thank you for that.
Oh, by the way, we talked about you talking about me having cystic fibrosis on the show yesterday.
Good.
Yeah. And how often?
I feel like I brought awareness to the disease.
Yeah, thank you. It was Giving Tuesday, so. Yeah.
Did you ever talk about the time that Sue Thomas said smash?
Well, people are literally begging us to stop talking about boogers.
That's
okay, fair
enough.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
That's fair enough.
Very fair.
All right, thank you, Annie. I apologize for Wiggins.
Yeah, but good idea. Thank you for the advice.
Thanks for the advice. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we shared the video to the DGS Facebook page.
Make your own, draw your own conclusions.
With a timestamp, an hour and 53 minutes in is the beginning of the minute in which this happens. So just watch, be patient.
There's going to be nobody comes to my defense
on
this.
And remember, you can see me in the background. I'm watching from behind.
You get a better view than the webcam.
Oh, yeah.
All I'm saying is, where's the evidence? Tony was just under there, nothing there. Except barbecue sauce.
You probably ate it.
Oh!
Welcome back, guys. 3:30. Couple of shout-outs. First of all, shout-out to Officer Nick, our buddy from the St. Louis Police Department. He's a bike cop, and we see him downtown all the time and saw him and a couple of his colleagues. And
yeah, beautiful day to be patrolling.
Said we were making him laugh yesterday. Also, Josh Evans, who's an account executive for Waypoint, he brought us potato sticks.
Ooh, that's nice.
And their own potato sticks and a bunch of beverages and really nice.
I believe, I don't know how to pronounce the coffee. I feel like it's La Colombie, Colombo.
It was great.
I had some of it was like a draft latte, which a lot of times it's easy to mess up a bottled latte or a canned latte because you don't get that foamy milk feeling. But I had the mocha draft latte, and it was really, really good.
Good.
So thank you, Josh.
Yeah. I felt so good seeing Officer Nick when he said we made him laugh, because really what we do is try to entertain people with real jobs. You know? Yeah. The fact that he's out there being a cop and putting his life on the line, and we can make him chuckle a couple times, it's super, super cool. Hardee's, Rach, you want to tell him about Friday?
Friday, we are going to be at the Hardee's in Butler Hill from 3 to 6 p.m. It's one of your only opportunities to get the DGS 2020 pom-pom stocking cap. We'll also have stickers out there. Those caps are $20. Best to bring cash. It's just the easiest, fastest way to get them. I have a feeling these are going to sell out quickly this week, so get there early. But even if you can't make it out until later, we would love to see you. At Mid Rivers a couple weeks ago, we just had people come and order some food and sit and watch us do the show, and it was a really fun time. We'll probably play Halfwits with some listeners again. And if you can't make it out to Butler Hill on Friday, just please remember to stop by Hardee's, grab something delicious to eat, and donate that dollar to Operation Food Search. 100% of the proceeds go directly to them.
I'm also working on something because I know a bunch of my friends and clients are going to bring big donations, and we've already had a couple businesses give $1,000, and I want to be able to help those people. And the last company to give me $1,000 at Mid River said, you don't need to mention my name, but you deserve it. So we're trying to do an online feature. I know a lot of you who either it's your family money or it's your corporate money and you're going to donate it somewhere. Please think about giving it to Operation Food Search, and we will take care of you somehow online and post your name and information because you deserve that. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Update on the Peloton ad.
Let's hear it.
Their stock dropped 9%.
Are you kidding me?
Since people started complaining.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. I thought, you know what? I just thought it was kind of advertising for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Me too.
It was like a pro thing.
So does that mean people are buying less Peloton?
No, it just means that people thought that this was going to be bad for the company, and so they sold their stock. 10% is a lot.
Yeah, that's a big drop. I don't care for
it. I wouldn't be surprised if they sold more this year than they have in years past, though. Because, like Sue said, this all press is good press, you know?
Yeah.
Unless your stock goes down 10%.
I know, but
maybe it'll come back
around. It can always swing back. Look at all the super famous people on the planet. They've all been through rough times, and they've just got back on their feet.
Yeah.
All this is doing is letting people know what the Peloton brand is.
True.
You two must be doing lives for Peloton.
I kind of want one.
I'm getting Sue, one said for that, Christmas.
Weber and I rent out the theater for like Star Wars premieres and John Wick. I said I would do that for you and Rage for Little Women.
Oh, that's awesome. It'd be only the two of us. No, none of you would even stay.
No.
Yeah.
Come by and have a hot dog and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the gist of this thing.
Instead of ordering the blankets that you and Skip usually order, just get us some quilts.
That's all we
need. Perfect.
Well, and maybe something to sew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe something to cross stitch, some bunk lights.
A couple of bonnets.
I like to knit, you know.
What's going on in Theater 5? Don't even.
I'm excited for Little
Don't even go in
Me
there.
Me too.
Jane Austen threw up or something.
Timothy Chalamet is playing Laurie.
He is awesome.
Yeah, that's good casting.
Yeah, it is.
Cerise Ronan as Joe. Give me a break.
Who is the first person?
Timothy Chalamet.
Who's that?
He's just like a young man. He's a big star.
Okay. Never heard of him.
Well, he
you don't watch
hasn't
the...
been in John Wick. Or Passengers.
Wow, I'm no longer going to rent the theater for you, so thanks.
Well,
you guys know about this Michael Jackson musical?
Is it Chalamet? How do you say his name? I saw the paper laying in your area in the office, and the headline disturbed me.
Michael Jackson musical blames sex abuse on aliens that drink virgin boy blood. Produced and directed by Johnny Depp. It is a musical of Michael Jackson's life, including the sex abuse, from the standpoint of the bedazzled glove.
What?
Welcome to a new timeline.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how is that getting funding?
Yeah.
Peloton stock goes down 10 points because of a commercial, and yet they can make a musical about Michael Jackson's bedazzled glove molesting kids.
Because of
what? And the blood? And
aliens
the...
that drink virgin boy blood.
Well, that seems...
Welcome, Amy Mark Scores. It's always
Amy.
Something like this. That's... Believe it or not, it was worse last segment, so...
Oh. Well, I might be the first movie ever done from the point of view of a glove.
Did you just start that sentence with arc, arc?
Maybe.
Florida man allegedly abandoned boy on highway because he thought he was gay. It's a picture of him right here. A 30-year-old man left the child outside the local police department. The child was 12. Because he thought he was gay, and he said, the officers will find you a new home.
Oh, jeez.
You know, the kid might be better off at that point. Mm-hmm. If his dad is so intolerant that he can't, if his son's gay, he can't even think about raising him, maybe at that point the government can find him a better home.
Kidding. Hello, Amy.
Hey, guys.
What's up with you?
You know, I'm just still processing the conversation as I was walking through the door. I think that is one of the great adventures of joining the DGS, because you never know what you're going to hear, and usually you don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Might want to take your hand away right there, because about 2 hours ago, Ryan Wiggins picked his nose and wiped a book.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we have the tape and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. I'm just going to...
There you go.
Yeah, that's just, probably...
Yeah, that's...
My hand.
Yeah.
Probably best.
Yeah.
So.
That's disgusting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, today...
Amy's literally holding her hand in
nice
the air.
Nice to see you.
It's great to see you guys. This has been a blast.
Got to leave now, do you?
Yeah.
I think I need to go. Maybe get like a root canal or something more fun than this.
Yeah. We're tired of talking about the Trump controversy, so
okay.
We had our own. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got all sorts of fun facts.
No, I got to hear the Trump stuff because I was in and out watching it today. As someone who went to law school and was around more law professors than I care to remember, I've never seen law professors like this.
No.
Like, they were so aggressive. And it's fine. Like, okay, everyone's different, but I've just never seen law professors act like that. Rach, do you have that sound?
I have a great clip from one of these law professors.
Someday, we will no longer be alive, and we'll go wherever it is we go, the good place or the other place, and... You know, we may meet there, Madison and Hamilton, and they will ask us, when the President of the United States acted to corrupt the structure of the Republic, what did you do? And our answer to that question must be that we followed the guidance of the framers, and it must be that if the evidence supports that conclusion, that the House of Representatives moves to impeach him.
That's reasonable.
I heard that in real time, and I was like, is he saying that we're all going to die someday?
And then
when we go to heaven, we're immediately going to meet James Madison and Alexander Hamilton and have to explain the whole Trump situation? Yeah. That is what he said.
Didn't realize that was part of the deal.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you picture St. Peter by the pearly gates.
Nope, you're wrong.
It's
James Madison.
Well, I know Pamela Carlin. I'm not sure if you heard some of her quotes.
I did.
About Barron.
No.
No.
I'm going to clear my throat for this one. She said, while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron.
Oh, for the love.
And because she was talking about the founding fathers and how the Constitution bars titles of nobility and that the founders wanted to avoid the absolute right of monarchs.
So has this been a threat that he's going to make Barron a baron? Yeah, or?
For the past 13 years.
For the record, that comment drew applause.
Oh,
of
my
course
gosh.
It did.
I mean, and
I don't want to be alive anymore.
Yeah, other people have said you can never get mad at dad for making a dad joke because that was the worst ever dad joke in a completely unfunny context.
And everyone applauds.
Yeah.
God. I can't believe it's still going on. Like, as we stand here at 3:39, they're still doing this. Mm-hmm. This is maybe an hour. Each one gives 10 minutes. Here's what they should do. You should designate one person from the Republicans and one person from the Democrats to do your questioning. The fact that they all get 5 minutes is just torture. It's just so stupid. We'll talk about this and other things with Amy Mark Scores. You can call if you want, 314-241-9797. Welcome back, guys. DGS 346. Amy Mark Scores is here from KMOX. So how much of the judiciary did you hear today?
Well, to be honest, not a ton. I've been playing catch up. I missed the morning part because Charlie and I were obviously on the air over at the KMOX side of things, but have been playing catch up since then. Although, I mean, you're just in a circle, like on a merry-go-round from hell. Like maybe the seventh, eighth, or ninth circle of Dante's Inferno. And you're hearing the same thing over and over again with a lot of, this time, opinion thrown in. We were talking about, you know, a few minutes ago, these constitutional lawyers, these professors of law, throwing in so much opinion, speculation, assumption, and bias as to be laughable.
Yeah, I agree. That's not what I expected. And I tend to come down on the side with Jonathan Turley. Like you, I'm no fan of Trump. But I thought that he made by far the most cogent argument, and he made it in a intelligent way.
Right.
The other two, I don't know. Like, even if they were advocating for my side, quote unquote, I would have been uncomfortable with the way they were doing it.
Yeah. You know, David French wrote a really interesting piece, and he said, this is what you get when you have a birther for a president, meaning this is what you get when you have a true conspiracy theorist as a president, because Trump is a conspiracy theorist. I think Jonah Goldberg was making the argument that in the Ukraine call, the biggest issue is not that President Trump wanted Zelensky to investigate the Bidens or make an announcement that there was an investigation. The biggest issue was that Trump was throwing around CrowdStrike theories as if it were true, as if that had actually happened. And I have a point with this, and I'm not pinning it all on Trump. America, for better or for worse, what makes America great and what makes America infuriating is that it is pathologically independent and competitive and mistrustful of authority from our very founding, right? When you think of the guys that had to come over to this country to make an uncivilized land civilized, what they were fleeing, persecution, government, persecution of religion, all of these things, they had this deep distrust of authority, and they also had to be a crazy work ethic, crazy competitive, crazy independent, just shunning the world behind them. And then you have now a country that I think is especially prone to conspiracy theories, because we've always distrusted authority. This is not always a bad thing to distrust the authority above you. However, Trump tends to bring out the worst manifestations of that, kind of reaching to, we talked about it last week, the populism, right? And you have just bringing down the lowest standard of conversation. All authority is bad. It's virtuous somehow to be rude. It's virtuous somehow to reject the academic elite and to reject the media. So you have all of that bubbling up here on the presidential side. Then you have the media and the academic elite that at their best feed into these conspiracy theories and this distrust of anything that's academically elite or populist, or excuse me, elitist. And at their worst are actually validating those fears. I'm talking about Kavanaugh. I'm talking about Russian collusion. So I think you've reached this point in this impeachment where you have Trump saying it's a witch hunt and you have the Democrats on one side exposing their bias so clear that it appears to be a witch hunt, even though some of what Trump has done is wrong. Nobody knows who to trust anymore, and the facts are irrelevant.
You think about it, when I was a kid, good or bad, pre-internet, pre-social media, you had the big three or four news stations, networks. They gave you the news, and you kind of accepted it because it was pretty much the same on all the channels. And then you would argue about the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't even have that.
No.
Because you can go to five or six different networks and get five or six different set of facts and five or six different opinions. And so it just feels like anything goes now.
Right.
Like anyone, no matter how far out in the hinterlands they are intellectually, their opinion is just as valid as anyone else.
Yeah. And especially now when you're talking about the Constitution and impeachment, the Constitution is there for interpretation, which means you're going to have different interpretations of the Constitutions. What does that mean? What does high crimes and misdemeanors mean? Is maladministration impeachable? Maladministration was taken out of the original language for the impeachment clause because you can't just impeach a guy because you don't like him. The problem is you have had congressmen and congresswomen claiming just that. We're going to get elected and we're going to impeach this president. And every time they made a statement like that, they hurt their own cause and they seem to validate Trump's witch hunt accusations. Which it feels like that at this point, even though what Trump has done and the conversation with Zelensky was really foul and smarmy.
So do you know the deal? Evidently, Pelosi had a late night meeting and basically said, we're moving forward. Is everyone comfortable? And foreshadowing that they're going to have a full House vote before Christmas.
Yeah. And well, I know that there are some House Democrats as well who said they want the impeachment process to be focused solely on Ukraine and not to include anything else because they know at that point you are in danger of seemingly impeaching a guy because you don't like him, not because he did anything wrong. You have to focus on the Ukraine issue. That's all they've got.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I was just going to say, Melania just tweeted, the first lady very rarely speaks out publicly on anything, but just kind of proof of how nasty this is getting. Melania just tweeted, a minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlin, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it.
Couldn't agree more.
Right. Yep.
And yeah. Whether it's the Obama kids or Chelsea Clinton, off limits.
Right. Do you know, I think something else that's bothered me, particularly about these law professors and the way they're talking about the founding fathers as if they suddenly revere them. Because, you know, in the past year or so, the founding fathers have become increasingly unpopular.
Sure.
You know, colonialism, white males, the worst of the worst. Well, now you have these law professors and even Adam Schiff hearkening back to the founding fathers. And they all have this aura as if this is the first time corruption or anything foul has ever occurred in the United States government.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how surprised they are? Like, I say, who could have ever thought that politicians would do something for their own personal gain?
It's shocking.
It's shocking.
I like the accents. Thank you. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.